Track 6, and now we're back to the news stories. 22 homes plan for Newton Abbott meeting. Teignbridge District Council intends to redevelop the Sherburn House car park site on Kingstainton Road, Newton Abbott, a public consultation for which takes place from 4pm to 7pm on the 14th of September. A development of 22 truly affordable homes is proposed, which are to be evenly split between one and two bedroom apartments, including two wheelchair accessible homes. These will be constructed to the highest quality and environmental standards to greatly reduce energy costs and carbon emissions and tackle predicted climate change whilst creating attractive, healthy homes. The design brief sought to transform an existing brownfield site and create exemplar sustainable residential development in a town centre setting within walking distance of local amenities and public transport to provide high quality, lasting architecture and urban design that is sympathetic to its setting and acknowledges the wider neighbourhood context of Newton Abbott's town centre, and enable residents to make low-carbon transport choices.
Trapped person rescued after A380 collision. And alongside this article, there is a photograph of a very damaged truck which is wedged between the two crash barriers in the centre of the road. Firefighters have released photos of the crash which saw a man rescued from a van on the A380. Crew from Newton Abbott Fire Station and Tynmouth Fire Station were sent to reports of a person's reported trapped, that's in the road traffic collision, last Wednesday. The accident was on the bridge above Hackney Marshes between Warburton Roundabout and Penn Hill on the A380. On arrival, the ambulance team confirmed one person was still trapped within the vehicle. A small flatbed van had rolled over, causing damage to the cab, and ended up between the two crash barriers in the central reservation. Crews got to work setting up an equipment pool and assessing the incident. The decision was then made to support the vehicle using V-struts to prevent movement of the van. V-struts in place, the combined crew from Newton Abbott and Tynmouth set about managing the glass on the passenger door, which was achieved by breaking in with a controlled manner. With the glass dealt with, the crew used battery-powered spreading equipment to separate the door from the vehicle. Once this space had been made, the driver was able to be extricated by the ambulance service. The incident was dealt with swiftly, and the driver had been removed from the vehicle within a matter of minutes, a spokesperson for Newton Abbott Fire Station said. All of the emergency service crews worked well together to rescue the individual, who thankfully had only minor injuries, he added.
Development area prone to flooding, EA says. Agency asks authority to delay any long-term planning decisions. Serious flooding and drainage problems in the part of Dawlish earmarked by developers for more housing have been highlighted by the Environment Agency. In response to a submission by Barrett Homes to Teignbridge Council for 200 homes to the northeast of Dawlish, the EA has said it needs to highlight serious flooding and drainage problems within the Shutterton Brook catchment. In response, says, until further information about the nature of flooding from all sources is available, we recommend your authority does not make any long-term decisions about future development within this catchment. The EA has put together a lengthy report into the proposals by Barrett Homes ahead of a planning application due to be submitted in the autumn, and says it welcomed the fact that this area is not included in any potential residential development in the draft of the new local plan. Residents have been vocal in their opposition to the proposals on what is described as prime agricultural land and next to the popular Dawlish Countryside Park. Leader of Teignbridge Council and Dawlish member, Councillor Martin Wrigley, has described the scheme as speculative and stressed that the land is not included in any local plan, either current or draft. It is another example of speculative development trying to push, and this is exactly why we have a local plan to protect our underdeveloped areas. It has been claimed that possible soil testing has been carried out on the site over the last few weeks. Objectors believe this is to check the suitability of the ground, and despite this land not being in the local plan, they fear developers are hell-bent on overturning the plan and not considering local opinion. In response, a spokesperson for David Wilson Homes said, "As part of our proposals to build up to 200 high-quality and sustainable new homes, we are undertaking a series of in-depth surveys that will deliver accurate detail on ground and drainage conditions. We are also working closely with the Environment Agency and other organisations who have requested specific information related to site drainage. All of the information gathered will be publicly available on the Teignbridge District Council planning file when the application has been submitted."
Kitchen destroyed as crews tackle property fire. A fire in a kitchen has mobilised as many as 3 fire engines to a property in Newton Abbot on Thursday the 31st of August. Crew from Newton Abbot Fire Station attended the incident just before 1 o'clock, a domestic fire, with the caller reporting a fire in the kitchen. Upon arrival, the incident commander confirmed the details of the report. There was a fire in the kitchen and that the persons were free and clear of the property. Throughout the incident, crews used 2 breathing apparatus, 1 hose reel jet, 1 safety jet, 1 positive pressure ventilation fan, an array of small tools and casualty care equipment. Additional support was provided by a crew from Torquay Fire Station. The kitchen sustained 70% fire damage and 50% smoke damage. The cause is believed to be accidental, with 2 casualties being left in the hands of ambulance personnel.
Appeal to find missing bench thrown in sea. An appeal has been launched to find a picnic bench which was thrown into the sea at Tynmouth. Businessman Robert Phipps discovered the large bench, which is situated next to one of his refreshment kiosks on the seafront, was missing on Tuesday morning, September the 5th. He explained that the bench, which will cost more than £250 to replace, had been thrown into the sea. He said, "The morons have struck again. The group of young people who were on the rampage around Tynmouth last evening have thrown one of my picnic benches into the sea. All great fun, I'm sure. Let's hope a boat doesn't hit it. If by chance it washes up, please let me know."